Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
And good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us today on a beautiful summer morning. Hope you enjoyed your July 4th weekend. Last night, the fireworks were spectacular, weren't they? Now, I watched a little bit of it from the deck of my little home out here on the farm. In fact, I can see, you know what's interesting, by the way? This is just a quick side note before I get into all the topics du jour today. Things that you need to be aware of and that you can use to change your world. That's what this show is all about. Persuading the persuadable. By talking about politics over a cup of coffee or at the water cooler or wherever. You know what I noticed last year, when a lot of the July 4th, most July 4th celebrations in Oregon were shut down because of COVID, right? It didn't shut down us, we the people, from shooting off a lot of fireworks on our own. And you know what? Out here in the country, I saw that plenty from my neighbors. And the thing that worried me the most, not only last year, but it happened again last night. You know, I'm out here in grass seed country. You know, we're harvesting our crops. Everything is bone dry and it's a tinderbox. Each of us farmers have a firefighting rig. You know, we used to burn fields. We don't do that anymore. And I will tell you that we still have the firefighting rigs because the danger is a fire. So when you're shooting off fireworks, even at night, you can have fires, folks. And it worries me. But I have to tell you that it was spectacular to see Harrisburg's fireworks, which I grew up as a child because I'm not that far from Harrisburg. They're wonderful fireworks, and many of my neighbors shooting off their fireworks. What a wonderful celebration of liberty, wasn't it? Isn't it? That even though we are in a nation that is right now being guided by Marxist philosophy, and in Oregon, a state that is being guided by Marxist philosophy. And we'll get into Kate Brown giving your federal CARES Act money to terrorist organizations. Did you know that? Yeah. And Antifa. That's right. We'll get into that thanks to one of our listeners. We'll also talk about Kate Brown decrying the death of 94 Oregonians in the recent heat wave we had on national TV. And of course, never letting a crisis go to waste, right? That's what Democrats, that's what Marxists do. They blame it always. They find a way to always blame it on their political enemies. And they did this time. And Kate did this time. We're going to talk about all of that today and everything. Facebook, of course, and this is trying to rout out extremism by asking users if they've been exposed to extremist content from their friends, right? This is Facebook asking you to be a snitch. So I wonder, should we snitch to Facebook on people that support Antifa? Or some of these groups that Kate Brown gave money to that are Marxist or actual terrorist organizations, like this mosque that deported its imam from Oregon, the same mosque, Somali community, that deported its imam because apparently he had been fighting against America in Afghanistan, and several members of his mosque were part of the Portland Seven. Remember them? Right after the beginning of 9/11, this bunch went to Afghanistan to fight against American troops in Afghanistan. They got convicted of it, including one of them, Mike Hawash, an engineer at Intel. And we gave them your CARES Act money. We'll get into all of that today. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails always to Jeff at 1220.am and Jeff at kslm.news. And I want to thank Greg. He's one of our listeners that actually made me aware of Antifa. Snack Block is the group that got your CARES Act money. We'll talk about that, all of that today, friends. And the heat wave and Kate Brown blaming that. By the way, speaking of, if you did not have a very comfortable experience in that heat wave, or maybe if you know of a neighbor who didn't, then you really should call Freedom Heating and Air. And I mean this sincerely. One of the things that they're not only one of our advertisers on this radio station and the show, one of the things they truly pride themselves on is emergency services. And if you have a heat emergency again, you should call Freedom Heating and Air. And I mean this sincerely. You heard Glenn talk about them and his experience with them. And I got to tell you, that's truly a reason that you should think about doing business with them. Freedom Heating and Air. And it's easy. You just go to their website, freedomheatingandair.net. That's freedomheatingandair.net. Call them, send them a message. They have great discounts for veterans and seniors. freedomheatingandair.net. Okay. So, yesterday, by the way, I was in Salem yesterday afternoon. I spent most of my weekend in a very nice air-conditioned combine cab because, you know, I'm a farmer, folks. And this is, like I said, this is the time of year that we make our entire year's living, all of our revenue for an entire year in a very short period of time. And we're not like dairy farmers where we do this every day or other farmers. We, in the grass seed business, you have to cut your crop in a very short window of time. It's very time intensive. And if you wait too late, it costs you money. If you do it too early, it costs you money. You have to be just right. And then you have to get the combine in the field after you let it, the grass seed, dry down, because it has to be so dry before you can combine. And you got to get that seed, which is what you're after. You got to separate it from the straw, and you got to put it in a warehouse where then it is further cleaned. And that gets bagged up, and that gets sold, and that's what you end up buying at Home Depot or Wilco, Farmers Co-op, or wherever. Okay? That's our business. Well, I was out in a very nice air-conditioned combine, very quiet. In fact, folks, I even have a refrigerator in this thing. I'm not kidding you. This is a combine my father bought about a year before he passed away. And at any rate, I was in it Saturday and I was in it yesterday prior to shutting it down and getting cleaned up and coming to Salem. I did not know. Friday, I would have asked you to come and join me yesterday afternoon, across from the state capitol on the park, which is a state park, by the way, for Salem Awakening, which I want to encourage you to go to their Facebook page, Salem Awakening Ministries. Last year, this group, this is David and Amanda Vital, I had them on the show, and we'll have them again. Every night at Riverfront Park, they started with Faith Awakening Ministries, which is where they go to church, which is now Restoration Awakening Ministries here in Salem. Every night they were down at Riverfront Park preaching the gospel, praising and worshiping, and just loving on people. And they did that last year, every single night. And they got other churches involved every night, folks. Well, last night, yesterday afternoon, they had a barbecue and free food for whoever wanted it. We didn't get a permit for this. And I say we because I've been a part of those things, and I will be again. In fact, I'll be speaking, if you will, not necessarily preaching, but speaking at a couple of these events, both of them in August. Well, one in August and one in September. It goes all summer long, and it's every night. And if you want to come down and be a part of something that is special, because it is, it's warfare spiritually, for those of us who believe in that, in the faith realm, against, well, things like what Kate Brown is doing, giving your tax dollars to people who support the rioting and burning in downtown Portland, which is exactly what she did. It's warfare. It's prayer. And that's what my comments yesterday to our, and there was four churches involved, by the way. Salem House of Prayer, there's a Russian church that joined us. There's a Mahema church up the canyon. And of course, Restoration Awakening Ministries here in Salem. A lot of fun. And you know what? All of us should come together as churches. It doesn't matter whether you're Catholic or you're evangelical. And I mean this sincerely, folks. If you have a faith in Jesus Christ, you should come together. And we're going to do this regularly. And that's where I was yesterday afternoon. And my comments about it were the importance of us praying for government. As much as I disagree with Kate Brown's policy, and we'll get into it here in a moment, about giving Antifa money to burn down and riot. Snack block. Or to this terrorist imam and this terrorist Somali mosque. We need to pray for her. We need to pray for every one of these legislators that made bad decisions, including the six rhino Republican senators that all need to be recalled, folks. And I guess Peter Courtney and Fred Girard were on Your Voice, Your Vote. And I didn't know they were going to be on there. And anyway, I got a text from somebody who was watching it. It said, Fred Girard just looked weak and tired. Yeah. When you give up and you surrender to the enemy and you know you've been used and you know that you ought to be recalled for it and disciplined, because that's what a recall is. It's like disciplining your children when they break the rules. Yeah. It shows in your face. The Democrats know how to control Republicans in Oregon. They just buy them off now. This doesn't bode well for the future. And friends, this is why, and this was the whole point of me being down there yesterday, across from the state capitol. And the next time we do this, hopefully they're going to give me enough advance that I can invite you to come and join us. Even if you're not a person of faith, come down, and which it's free food, and we're just going to have fun. And yesterday it was fun listening to the Russian pastor talk about liberty. So many of them from the Russian church, as you know, are immigrants to America. They know the value and the meaning of liberty. And that's what yesterday was all about. I hope you celebrated it, were able to share it with your family and friends. What the July 4th celebration is all really about. 6:20 in the morning. Back in a moment, we'll get into Kate Brown giving money to the terrorists and Antifa when we come back.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
We are back. Great to have you with us. It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour, friends. Kate Brown gave your CARES Act money, your tax dollars, to Antifa and a terrorist organization. What do you think about that? No, I'm quite serious. And actually, this is not a new story, but it's relevant because what's going to happen is more of this. in the future. If you think Antifa is going away, you're wrong. You see, I was on a podcast, and I put this up. It was Wednesday. I put it on my Facebook page. It was on a podcast with former World Series champion for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Stenhouse. And he's in Providence, Rhode Island, and he runs a conservative think tank there, which is, you know, Rhode Island's much like Oregon politically. And the topic was what's happening in Portland is beginning to happen in Providence, Rhode Island. And it is, except that in Oregon, and in this podcast, I made the point that Rose City Antifa claims to be and has claimed to be the beginning of the Antifa movement in America, folks. And that one of their founders, and we talked about this before, brought the whole Antifa movement to Portland from Europe. And it's spreading across the country. And that was the point of my podcast with Mike Stenhouse. At any rate, friends, this story is, and I'll have it on the show plan. This is DJHG Media. And I want to thank again Greg for sending me this story. And the headline is, Oregon gave Antifa and BLM your CARES Act COVID relief dollars during the riots. This is a story from December. Okay, so it is not new. December of 2020. And it sort of got lost, I think, in all of the hubbub over time about COVID and all of those things. Snack Block, which is a group that supports Antifa and BLM. And they're unabashed about it. And they have pictures of their tweets here. They are, in essence, supporting and enabling these people who are rioting and will continue to riot in downtown Portland. Now, remember, this is December 20th. This was the height of the riots and the over 100 nights of consecutive rioting in downtown Portland. So, friends, I just got to tell you that the idea that this continues, but there's a list of these. And the OHA said they were very much aware of it. But they said that it's vital groups like this, including the Somali American Council of Oregon, Southwest Somali community, that were also involved in these things, in actual terrorist activity. Get into more of that, but I want to go to my friend, Pastor Jim Moore, who was down there yesterday with us. Pastor, good morning. How are you? Salem House of Prayer.
Doing well, Jeff. How are you today?
Fantastic. It's a gorgeous morning. It's good to be there yesterday with everyone worshiping. And
yeah, it was wonderful to be there with a bunch of like-minded people. And, I just want to say that I want to make it clear to people sometimes, I think we just need to be reminded that our warfare is not either or. It's not just something that happens spiritually or something that happens naturally in the political or governance realm. It's both. And so I really appreciate those people who came together to address that on both levels. And, I just want to give a shout-out again to David and Amanda for doing that and the other churches that were involved. And also just to let people know that our annual David's Tent event is going to be happening this weekend, Friday through Sunday, every year now for the past, I think this is our seventh or eighth year, we put a tent down there in the front of the Capitol there where the fountains are, and we pray and worship night and day, 24 hours a day for 3 days. And You know, we say we believe in prayer, but often we just we don't make it there. So in the midst of our political protests and standing up and shouting out for what's right, which I believe in 1,000%, we must make sure that we cease for a moment and bow the knee in prayer and ask the Lord to let right make might and turn these things around. So.
Well, that's really true. I mean, this is the thing that so many people. I mean, we focus on the policies. We talk about the politics of things. I mean, that's what this show is about. We focus on what is happening around us, and that's the right thing to do. But we also need to understand there's something behind that, and it's something in quote unquote the supernatural, the spiritual realm. That's the battle that has to be fought by prayer. And frankly, by praise and worship and by doing what we did yesterday and what you guys are going to be doing with David's Tent. That's 24-hour praise and worship and prayer. And you're doing this for how many days?
So typically we do it for a week, but this year, because we've had so much pushback from the governing powers, we had to put it down to 3 days. So it'll be 3 days, and actually people from all over the state come. So it's not like a 1 hour, 2 hour big event where, you know, hundreds and hundreds show up, but they come and go during the 24 hours a day over the course of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But we had, I think a couple of years ago, we had like 96 different cities show up. So this is really a statewide effort to come before the throne, answer the admonition in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. In other words, acknowledge that really we cannot win this war, God, without you. He says, then I'm going to answer them. So, yeah, it'll be this weekend.
Very good. Come on down and join them, friends. David Stent. Thanks, brother. Be blessed. It's 6:30. Back in a moment, friends.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Welcome back, friends. Great to have you with us. It's 24 minutes to the top of the hour. If you're just joining us, here's what we are talking about. Kate Brown gave your tax dollars to a group that supports and enables Antifa and Black Lives Matter and a terrorist organization that had its imam from Portland deported from Oregon because he was a terrorist, or apparently. We're talking about why that's important to the future, because, well, Facebook now is asking us individually to report people, snitch on people that are extremists. So would it be appropriate that Facebook users report people like the Snack Block? Or Oregon Health Authority that gave money to an extremist organization, Snack Block, or this organization that gave money to the Center for Intercultural Organizing, which was formed after the supposedly to combat widespread anti-Muslim sentiment after 9/11. The imam, Sheikh Mohammed Abriyamim Khairi, spiritual leader of the Az Saber Mosque, was arrested, falsely claiming that his brother's luggage contained traces of TNT. This guy may have, in fact, fought against American troops in Afghanistan himself personally. He was ultimately booted out of the country. So, shouldn't we deport, or rather, shouldn't we report to Facebook, Kate Brown, and Oregon Health Authority for supporting extremists whose imam, whose members of this mosque are serving time in federal prison because they fought against us, literally went to Afghanistan to try to fight against American troops after 9/11? And the imam, shouldn't we report them? Yeah. It's an interesting question. Also, talking about the heat wave, of course, Kate Brown was on Face the Nation. And she was, of course, tying the heat wave to climate change and making it racist. Yes, the heat wave was racist because it disproportionately hurt people of color. So it was record-breaking heat. Well, it depends on where it was record-breaking heat. Because I happen to have the record-breaking heat totals from weather.com on my page here. And a lot of it was long before climate change was, even before the Industrial Revolution. All of that. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Got a text from Anne Marie. As Pastor Jim Moore just stated, we must pray in the spirit and in the natural. I say train on our knees for the most important issues in our world. And that's right. The most important issue to you in your world might be that roof that you know is leaking. And maybe you're thinking about selling your home. And you know that that roof and its condition is going to be a problem when that roof inspection, pre-purchase inspection comes around, or purchase inspection comes around. You know, one of the ways you could fix it is with this product called Roof Max from Pfeiffer Roofing here in Salem. Pfeiffer Roofing's been around since 1978, family-owned company. Roof Max is a product you can only get from Pfeiffer Roofing, period. And you know what it does? Well, if you go to their website, pfeifferroofing.com, that's P-F-E-I-F-E-R-Roofing.com. You can think about it. In fact, you can watch a video. Roof Max is a soybean-based product that you literally, Pfeiffer Roofing literally just sprays on your roof. And it goes into, permeates into your asphalt shingles, and it rejuvenates them, seals them up, if you will. There's a lot of benefits to using, but most importantly, it's a fraction of the cost of a new roof, number one. Number two, it has a 5-year guarantee to it. And if you're thinking about selling your home, well, this is the perfect product, and you know your roof is going to be a negative. This is the perfect product. Or if you know somebody who's thinking about selling their home and their roof is maybe a little iffy, this is the perfect product, Roof Max. Check it out. Pfeiffer Roofing's motto is prompt, reliable service for 40 years. And that's what they've built their company on and how they've become a larger company in the area. Because they give you fantastic service. Not only would they come out and give you a free estimate, but they will talk to you about how they can tune up your roof. Lots of things like your roof jacks, which over time, they just split and cracked. If they need to be replaced, the rubber around them, they can do all of that as part of a roof tune-up that could include Roof Max. Check them out. Give them a call. 503-647-4725. 503-647-4725. And please tell them that you heard about this on Political Coffee. 503-647-4725. Before I go back to the phones, yeah, Kate Brown was on yesterday as saying absolutely unacceptable the scores of deaths in her state are as a result of recent record-setting heat wave in Oregon. Well, as the Oregon Catalyst points out, Oregon heat deaths hit 94, and we rank almost dead last in having air conditioning in the metro areas. Well, why would that be? Well, that's a choice, isn't it? But one of the things that the Catalyst article points out is Oregon just passed a new carbon tax bill. Yes, because Fred and the boys hung around and let it happen, right? That could raise your utility bills by 45%. And, of course, we shut down our only coal-fired power plant. And we're relying more on wind and solar, which at some point we are going to get rolling blackouts like they're having in California. Talk about heat waves. This is a matter of policy. So if you get a rolling blackout in the next big heat wave, you can thank Kate Brown and the leftists. How ironic would that be? Hmm? And is this a conversation you could have with somebody in your world? You know this, record-breaking heat, which is only record-breaking in certain parts of Portland, because in other places, it ain't. Like Medford, their highest temperature was 115 on June 28th. Sounds like a lot. But it was 115 on July 20th of 1946. In Pendleton, it was 113 on June 28th. It was 113 in August 8th of 1961 in Pendleton. Again, it depends on where you were. And I've got all the list here, and I'll have that on the show plan. But as promised, let's go to the phones. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. So, you know, when the Democrats blame other people, you know, they're guilty of riots occurring. Would be interesting to see how many of those deaths were homeless people. I heard the woman on the radio the other day, Faye DeMeyer, was talking about it on one of the shows here on KSLM, but this homeless person was in his car during this record heat, and of course, when you're homeless, for whatever reason, a lot of homeless because we allow all these dang drugs and these people to get, spend all their money on buying drugs and stuff instead of spending money like they should be spending it, like all of us. But it would also be interesting to know how many of the people that don't have air conditioning or fans can't afford it because they gotta eat and the price of everything is going up. Kate is a real less than truthful person. However, she'll get on national TV and tell lies. And I would like to know who these 89 people were, Jeff, and just exactly why, what the exact reason was. Because I'll bet you drugs, the high prices of everything were the contributing factors. And who allows all that to happen? Our lovely Democratic friends.
Well, they do. And the policies here are the things that are enhancing this. Now, if I were a homeless person living in my car, I think I would go to a park somewhere next to a river and sit in the shade, or go sit in that river, or go to a cooling center, which I think is one of the few legitimate acts of government that we ought to do to deal with these things. Open these cooling centers for people who are homeless. But why are people homeless? Well, you bring up a good point, Art. Got to go to the break here at 6:48. The good point is simply because the people have said, hey, let's make drugs available, hard drugs, decriminalize heroin, methamphetamine. That might have something to do with it, you think? Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Last segment for today. So we're talking about Kate Brown giving money to terrorist organizations, your tax dollars from the CARES Act, and to organizations that support BLM and Antifa. And the reason we're talking, this is an old story, but why we're talking about it is because now Facebook is asking us, you and I as Facebook people, to report other people that we're friends with that are exhibiting extremist attitudes, snitching on them. So shouldn't we then report Kate Brown and Oregon Health Authority? And groups like Snack Block that support Antifa and the rioting for their extremist activities? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk lane. And Kate Brown, of course, is on Face the Nation, decrying the horrible heat wave that we just had and all the deaths in Oregon as if it's government's responsibility to keep people from dying from the heat. Is that government's responsibility? Is it government's responsibility to put solar panels on top of your house or an air conditioning unit in your home? Or is that your responsibility? Is that a question you could have with someone who's a persuadable? And by the way, she, of course, had to tie it to climate change, and she had to say it's racist. Yes, the heat wave and the deaths was racist. Show us, she said, it disproportionately hurts minority communities, people of color. Okay, show us the statistics. Show us of all the people who died, how many more of them were minority over white. Just curious, Kate. Where's the data to back it up? You can say it all day long, but show us the proof. Dale writes an email. By the way, you want to send an email, it's jeff@kslm.news or jeff@1220.am. Dale says, I can't suffer to hear the sound of Kate Brown's vile voice. By the way, she was publicly slammed at a parade vehicle sign at our Mill City 4th parade. Huge sign said, Kate Brown can't burn us out. You're right. He also writes, yes, drugs are a huge factor in homelessness, but not in my case. It was the insane skyrocketing rent rates that drove my fixed income butt into my car. Yeah, I know. But Dale, I got to ask you something. How did you deal with the heat? Did you use your common sense? Did you sit in your car out in the middle of a parking lot? Or did you go someplace cool or cooler in the shade? Dale's a common sense guy. My guess is, since he's still with us, he probably used his common sense. So another place, by the way, I mean, how hot does it have to be to break earth records? I mean, heat records in Oregon, for you to claim that it's climate change, and it's getting worse. Well, Corvallis, for instance, was 110 on June 27th. That broke a record from 109, 1 degree, set in 1905. Now, was Corvallis filled with automobiles and engines spewing CO2 into the atmosphere in 1905? Probably not. I can go on and on and on. You can find these official numbers just about anywhere. McMinnville was 111 on June 27th and 114 on June 28th. Its previous record was 110. In 1925, folks, on June 24th, you can see these records. So take it all into context. Well, you're missing the point, Jeff. It's getting worse. Is it? Is 1 degree worse? There are some places in Oregon that haven't broken their heat records set many years ago. Long before the industrial age in CO2. Again, that's a comment. Those are questions you can, or part something you can engage in conversation intelligently with a persuadable. Don't you think? I think so. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Got to thank ProBioscience for being this great company in Salem that makes CBD products that make my lower back feel better. I have some low back pain because I stupidly blew out, partially ruptured L4 and L5 in my lower back many years ago by doing something I shouldn't have been doing. And I've been living with it all these years. And I do exercises and that helps, but I'll tell you what really helps me deal with the pain of it is the pain stick of CBD, which is all natural. And you can be assured that you're getting the highest quality CBD because ProBioscience, again, based here in Salem, only uses Oregon-grown CBD. And Oregon-grown CBD is, in fact, the highest quality there is, period. Because Oregon's rules for growing it are the toughest in the nation. So go online and check out not just their pain stick, but their tinctures, which help me sleep better, and a lot of their other great products. Go to pro-markbioscience.com, pro-bioscience.com. And if you buy anything online from them, get a 15% discount by using the discount code for this month, and it's appropriate for today's discussion, the word HOT, H-O-T, HOT. And you get a 15% discount. You can also see their products on the store shelves at the Tobacco Pouch here in Salem on Edgewater or at the Liquivana vape shops in Silverton and Molalla. Pro-Bioscience. So I got to tell you that the craziness of what's going on in Oregon. Kate Brown, there's an Oregonian story again about, this is just her appearance on CBS Face the Nation, blaming this, and as Dale talked about here, a huge sign on the 4th of July parade in Mill City, Kate Brown can't burn us out. Are her policies about all of this, the fact that she could have brought in state resources sooner to stop these fires last year that burned us out, but refused to? And the nerve of her saying, literally, that they've got to have, we need financial resources to purchase critical essential equipment like aircraft to help us fight fire. The irony of that, as Lars has pointed out, the fact that the Oregon Department of Forestry will not use the global super tanker. That's the 747 that was converted by Evergreen Aviation years ago. That does three times the work of a smaller firefighting aircraft with one pass. They refuse to use it. And yet here she is like a hypocrite. And that's what she is, folks, saying, oh, we got to have more money to do this. Money wasn't the reason they turned it down, folks. Been an internal debate for a long time. It's just stunning. Yeah, Kate, you could have done a lot more. And that's why we need a new governor, folks. And we need somebody who will take over in the future. Do it right. Take care of us first. And not give money to Antifa that burns things down. Rather give that money and support so that it can keep us from burning up. You think? Thanks for joining us today, folks. I'll be back tomorrow. Keep praying and keep fighting.